gosh. Oh, they might join you. But yeah, so that would be very entertaining.
Oh
but
my God.
No.
Yes, bath bombs in my pocket, and don't tell anyone. And then be like, don't pray when I go in the lake. And then as I go and be like, oh God, I need to pray. Oh God, it burns. It burns. And then run out and be like, ah, and then just take it off. And I'll like giving myself rashes. And I'm like,
ah, you want to know an even better idea that Boring Eye has said for that? Getting baptized in the lake and having the black bath bomb in your pocket?
That'd be even better.
Can you imagine? Oh, look, it's the devil leaving me.
Oh, my fucking God. Do I love... You know what? Let's just be clear to anyone who's listening. I am like this to all religious fanatics.
Yes.
I am completely... nice, and I myself have faith, but faith is nuanced. Fanatics in any religion do not get any respect from me. I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I have the firm belief that we are all just believing in the same thing in just different ways. But if you are a fanatic, then there's a problem. And it's you. It's not the text you're reading, it's you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. And I am a person who very much, like, my faith is very important to me. So,
I mean, someone pointed out to me over the summer, they said, you know, the difference between Judaism and Christianity is Judaism is all just historical stories of you guys walking through the desert and doing stuff. And we're like, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, Christianity is a bunch of make-believe stuff where Jesus does magic things. And I'm like, that's right, isn't it?
You're not
That's why there's 5 books of the Torah, because it's just our history. That's all it is.
Yeah, no, you are not incorrect. Also,
I'm not taking credit for that one. That one was told to me. That one.
Christians do a really terrible job of teaching their kids that history, so...
Or a really good one.
What?
Oh, no. Like, really bad. Like, we covered Elijah and Elisha with, like, the 14, 15-year-olds the other week, and none of them had ever, like, heard of them.
Elijah. The Bible.
Elijah. Elijah. Yeah.
Okay. That's... Do they know why... Okay, here's the thing. Do you know why Jews put out a cup for Elijah during...
No, I don't.
Passover?
No, I don't.
Because eventually he will pick the Messiah. And he always put out a cup for Elijah. Fill it with wine.
I don't see what those two things have to do with each other.
It's actually because it's also the name of the angel that's supposed to pick the Messiah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he always put out a cup of wine for him at Passover.
Oh, cool. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. Ezekiel too. None of them knew Ezekiel. And like the Valley of Dry Bones.
But that's like the coolest Bible name ever.
Right? Yeah, like the coolest name and also like a crazy story of a guy watching a bunch of bones like connect to each other and a fun song.
Bones and dry bones.
Dry bones. Yeah, I started singing that song, and they all just stared at me like I was crazy, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. You guys have
VeggieTales. You should just sit them in front of a TV.
Oh my goodness. We watched some VeggieTales last week, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is not correct. So no, I don't think I will show them a lot of VeggieTales.
Do it. Do it anyway.
No, it was a story of, like, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, except they never even mentioned God. It was all like, our parents taught us this. And it was like, that's not the story. And then there was, like, a weird, like, escape. They almost got away before getting in the fiery furnace. That's not how it went at all.
Well, I mean, it is meant for kids.
It is meant for kids, but is there a point in hiding what you believe to be truth from kids? I don't think there is.
Sarah, there are some pretty nasty things in the New Testament.
I am well aware.
I mean, anyone who tells you that they've actually read them, like, you can test them quite easy.
Oh, yeah.
There are some pretty bad
things. Tell me about Joseph's sister.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
what was happening to Miriam's family? Well, yeah.
Or Lot's daughters?
How about Job's kids? How about Job? How about that poor motherfucker?
Right? Yeah.
That's my favorite. Of all the Bible stories that ever gets, like, I've had people fucking die on this sword defending that story. And I just don't get it. Like, how does that prove that God is good? Oh, I'm just going to take everything away in a bet because I'm better than the devil. That seems pretty petty. Like, that's how I interpret it. And they're like, no, you're not looking at it right. I'm like, yeah, that look makes God look pretty petty. No, because Job... No. Job is nothing to God. Take that out of your mind. He means nothing. He is just some human. And then to win a bet... He's against his least favorite angel. He's like, fuck it, I'll prove it to you. Takes everything away. It's like, sees, I win. Bitch.
Yeah, Job is an odd story. But my favorite part of Job is the behemoth and the Leviathan. That's pretty cool. You're staring at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
Chapter 40, 41, one of those two, it talks about, it's God speaking, and he describes these two creatures called the behemoth and the Leviathan. And they are very clearly dinosaurs, and one of them breathes fire.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the Leviathan is also in the Old Testament as one of the greater demons of the abyss.
Fascinating. In our Bibles, I'm pretty sure that's the only reference to either of them.
Because Behemoth and Leviathan, Behemoth is he's the greater demon of. In Kabbalah, in the Talmud, Behemoth is what is he the god of? It's like rage or something.
Interesting.
He's the. It's don't quote me on that. It's something like that, rage or fury. And then the Leviathan is, that one's a bit harder. But they are definitely part of the Grodia. And the lesser key is Solomon.
Interesting. Yeah, we don't have that, but that's kind of cool.
Not surprised.
Yeah. No, the only references in our Bibles are to the behemoth and Leviathan are that in Job. So,
actually, it's really interesting. If you ever want to pick up the Talmud, it's just...
I would actually really like to.
It's Jewish mysticism, and it talks about...
Yes.
Magic and a lot. You can buy it, as horrible as it sounds, you can buy it anywhere you buy tarot cards. It's used in spells and stuff, but reality, like, you read it and you can learn about this guy, Bahamut, the Baphomet.
Actually,
the Baphomet.
Cool.
He comes from Judaic lore. But that's the idea is, in the Talmud, what it is. Because we believe in the void and not hell, and that what Lesser Key of Solomon is more recent. You want to look for the Grodia. That's the original that was based off of Boring Eye. But what you find in the Talmud is in the void, because a void is not evil, it's just reflective. And it reflects the nature that you put in. And so what most people put into the void or what God casts out into the void are usually bad souls. And so that's why it reflects that. That's why you have these entities that usually embody an emotion or an act, and they then form into these creatures that usually look somewhat human. Because if you ever look at depictions of greater demons in the Lesser Key and in the Grodia, they do have human characteristics. I mean, some are more grotesque than others, but they always have human characteristics. Where you find the interesting divergence is when you look at the actual Old Testament's description of angels. Because they do not look human.
If
you've ever seen a show called Neon Genesis Evangelion, it's 20 episodes. I suggest watching it. It's one of the best animes ever made. But it's about the synopsis of the story is the world is ending. God's trying to end the world. So humans make a pact with Satan and Lilith. And they basically, the demons come out of hell and give the humans their bodies so that the humans can pilot these giant demons and fight the actual angels of heaven to prevent them from being eliminated from existence. It is honestly such a good premise. And all the angel depictions are actually the angels. The angel of death, for example, looks like a giant lizard with black wings and a flaming sword and cat eyes. The Metatron looks like a giant fucking diamond. Like, and it just has no human characteristics. None of the angels have human characteristics in the Old Testament. And so it's funny because that's what the void is. The void is humanity and life reflecting itself in the void. And that's why it has no characteristic equal to that of God's angels. But what else makes it also interesting is in the Old Testament, there is God and God did creation. But it will secede eventually about halfway through Genesis, and then starts talking about the void, and the void was always there. Chaos was always there. And from chaos, that's where you got the first emotions, and those were made in opposition to God's creation. So it's actually a debate in old Judaic lore if God is actually two entities and split, and then we worship the good entity and the bad entity, or if this was just a causation of God becoming God. And then because that was the first point, you then have a branch of how reality breaks, essentially. It's a really interesting debate. I don't know where to fall on either side, but...
Yeah.
Yes, Boring Eye, if you've actually seen Evangelion, it is... I own it. It is absolutely fantastic.
Probably has. It wouldn't surprise me.
It is so good. I said the premise, man.
Watch it again.
Who doesn't want to watch humans pilot the greater demons of hell against angels of God to prevent the destruction of Earth? Because God finally said it's Judgment Day, and humans said, fuck you.
I wanted to say one thing about what you were saying there, that... in the Old Testament, angels don't have any human characteristics. It does talk about in Genesis 18 and 19, angels that looked like humans, with Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed.
Now, that depends, because the angels that were supposedly seen were the souls of the people that were still going to heaven. I thought they were the ones floating up.
No.
Angels came down.
No, it was angels that appeared to Abraham and then moved on and talked to his cousin Lot.
Yeah, it wasn't Abraham, it was Lot.
It was both. Abraham and then Lot.
But it was Abraham that went to Sodom and Gomorrah. I thought Lot was the one that went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, it was Lot. Lot was the one in Sodom and Gomorrah. So the angels came to see Abraham. They told him what was going to happen. He pled with them to save Sodom. And then they went to Sodom and talked to Lot.
Now, are you looking at the Bible version or the Old Testament version?
Yes?
Because the New Testament does change stuff.
I am definitely looking in, like, Genesis chapter 18 of a Bible, right?
You realize that in the Judaic Bible, each one is this big, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yours is
this
big.
I know, we talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's not in there. I'm just saying...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I think there may be a couple parts that may have been cut.
Yeah, It certainly could be different, but in my Bible that I use and read and learn from, that is what is there.
Book 5, the Niven Prophets, blah, 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 right here. Do-do-do. Just going to the old website. Did I actually catch that? Ah, that was fucking sweet.
What?
I just caught a fly coming out of the side. Sorry.
Oh, sweet. Good job. I'm impressed.
Nice.
You know what? I can go quick this and go depictions of angels in the Old Testament.
Yeah, you sure can.
Bam! This is the angel that appeared to Lolith. Ready for this? Because this,
yes.
This is how I was. It was described to me. I'm going to post this in. Can I do that here? No, but I can send the link so people can look at it.
Perfect.
And then I'll send the link in our Discord so you guys can look at it.
Perfect.
Nice. Very beautiful angel.
That is how it's described in my Bible.
Yeah, seems about right.
This, I mean, it looks kind of humanoid.
Yeah, look, it has like two eyes, and then two more eyes, and then another two eyes, and then jaws.
Oh, the third one here, that one, yeah, that one is very familiar to me.
The fourth one there is what I've
heard. With all the eyes?
Like the rings?
No, the one right before that.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking
at. Yeah. I've
seen both of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, my point being, you know, things kind of, you know, what's the best way to put it? Things change. It's a giant wall of text over your face. I am just going to.
It's beautiful. Text.
Nope, that didn't. That just made things worse. Never mind. yeah, no, that's why. Why did we all start this? We started this because I want to be a counselor at your camp.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. I'm sorry. Please. I love you. It would be very entertaining.
Not a bad idea.
We could pretend we don't know each other. You could just say I had good credentials and I made a great first pitch.
I mean, sure. Next week is 6 to 8-year-olds, so that could be entertaining.
Oh, I'd be the best.
You actually probably would be really great with them.
Because I'd be like, I would teach them, like, we're going to go. We have to hunt the devil. And then I'd be like, I would convince them that, like, that one counselor is like the devil. And, like, I wouldn't
say that. Were you about to say that guy? Okay, wait. Were you about to say that guy? Because that's actually his camp name.
Yeah. I'd choose that guy. And what I would do is I wouldn't say it outright. Is I would give hints. And, like, remember, if someone does this, they have the devil inside them. And it'll be like something he does every day. And then what I would do is I would teach them like a little ritual, like an actual pagan ritual, and say that it's what Jesus would do. And to do it while he's sleeping. So we all the campers at 2:30 in the morning. And then you guys wake up like, where are the campers? And you just see a candlelight vigil as everyone's just chanting around him.
I have absolutely no way to express to you how hilarious this is and how appropriate it is to current events at camp. It just...
What, that I would start a little cult at your camp?
Did they start a cult again? Oh my
goodness. And then we would pray away the devil, and he'd wake up, and when he'd see me in a cloak, and be like, "We have found the devil inside your brother." Me and these
Amanders, are you still listening? Is Boring Eyes still listening? Like, you guys know exactly why this is so funny.
I would then say, "Us and the purity of these children will take the devil away from you, sir." Just feel Jesus come into your heart. Yes, do you feel it now? and then start more pagan chanting. As the counselors and everyone wakes up and sees all the kids in like these little robes with things, I'll be like, yes, it is what God has ordained!
Oh my God.
Free this man!
I don't even think I can explain this to you. I am laughing so hard.
I would actually really love you to explain to me why this is so funny.
I kind of want to know too. I think I have an idea.
I feel like this counselor is like that.
He actually got in a lot of trouble earlier in the summer because he keeps ranting to children about how communism is coming in and taking over our schools and taking over our churches and how... Oh my God. This is exactly the kind of thing he would say, is like, all of this is sinful.
And then that's what I'll say to him. He'll be like, this is sin. I'll be like, see, it's proof he is of the devil. Quick, children, chat louder. As he stands up, do you not feel the devil grip your heart? And I like touch his head and put him down. Let Jesus in.
We also actually had two counselors try to go, like, demon hunting earlier this summer. Like, actually.
Oh.
I don't know. One of the female counselors in, like, the second week of camp said that she saw a demon above a kid's bed. And then the next week, all the guys were like, yeah, we saw a demon outside our cabin. And they were like, we want to go hunt it tonight. And it's like, guys, no.
Isn't this exactly what a good old C4 suggested as camp activities?
Yes, exactly what he's suggesting. People have actually been trying to do it. Even like the chanting and like astral projection, someone was trying to do that.
Wasn't there something about a midnight game?
If I was the counselor at your camp, I could at least be overseeing them doing this safely.
Right?
That would be. I would always wear a suit, and I'd wear my proctor's hat, and I would always have sunglasses on, and that would be my goal. Any of the other counselors talk to me, I'd look at and be like, "Is Jesus truly in your heart? I'm watching you."
It has been such a weird summer, though. Like, all of the things you just said were like, yeah, that's happened.
So what you're saying is, when we were talking about how to make your camp great again,
we
they're already 10 steps ahead of you.
We psychically figured out everything that was going to happen. And I should be a counselor. I should come in, say I'm an exorcist. That's what I am. You called me in. That's why you were gone. You were scared of this demon. You're scared of these kids, and just I'm there.
Oh my goodness!
Please, I need to be.
No,
I need to go.
No,
I feel like this is a once in a lifetime experience.
I thought
it was
the best
time to
be a hack.
Oh my god!
No,
if I was there right now, I'd be killing it. It'd be amazing. Yeah. You'd be having the best time. Every time something bad happens, I would step in and you'd be like, thank God, Jonathan. I was really mad you were here, but now I'm so happy. And then I'll be
you
like, yeah.
Throw you in my back seat. And then I'll be like, I can drive you in. Like,
I took
like,
the kids demon hunting. Oh, did you?
No. Yeah,
we didn't find anything because there's no
We're discouraging the demon hunting. They shouldn't be doing that.
I would just have, 3 a.m. vigils and I would never tell the kids about it. But if they found me in the field, I would never say anything.
No. We discourage demon hunting. Don't do it.
Do you discourage demon hunting?
Yes.
I think there's one.
Very much so.
I sense one in your camp.
Oh, yeah, probably. It seems likely.
Exactly.
We're not going hunting for demons.
A middle-aged man who raves about communism.
He's not a middle-aged man, but sure.
That will be the first thing I say to the kids is, anyone who talks about how bad communism is a demon.
He doesn't talk about it to the kids anymore because I told him I'd send him home if he did.
Sarah, if you give me the address, I will drive John there on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Drop him off middle of the week.
No. No.
I will go full suit and everything. Dude,
I'll let you go in late on Thursday if you drop me in on Thursday, so I get to spend my weekend there.
No. No.
I'll just show up in a suit with a suitcase. I'd
come pick you up Friday night.
I have a leather suitcase too, so I'll just show up and then I'll just walk past you and be like, the church sent me. And then I'll walk in and just go up to the counselor and be like, so, and open my case. Inside, you'll look, it's just a bunch of random shit. But I'll be like, so, and then close it again. I've heard some rumors. Is Jesus
And then true? I'll have to call the police because there's a crazy person in the camp.
Bad things happen on Wednesdays.
Bad things happen on Wednesdays. Did Amanda say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, really bad things happen on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's why we dropped them off on
Wednesdays. We no longer have Wednesdays at camp, only second Tuesdays. That's actually not a joke. We've started calling them second Tuesdays.
So yeah, just send me the address. I'll drive John out there. I'll pick him up on Friday.
So I need to be there on a Wednesday. So what you're saying is I need to show up on a Wednesday, but not just any time. I need to show up at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday.
No.
Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. in a suit.
Cool. Now on, I'm locking the gates at night on Tuesday nights.
I can climb over a gate? This is not a problem.
You think gates can stop him?
You think
that's your first mistake?
Stop your car.
I am ungateable, thank you.
Oh no.
I have the dexterity of a cat. And the
you do not have the dexterity
no,
of a cat.
No, that's not true at all.
You guys just don't know. You haven't seen it. I'm so dexterous.
I have seen you not have the dexterity of a cat.
Yeah, I've worked with you long enough to see that you do not have the dexterity of a cat.
I have the dexterity of a cat. I am.
Then why don't you dance at balls?
Because I don't do stupid line dances.
Maybe you should. If you've got the dexterity of a cat, it's the perfect opportunity to show it off.
To do stupid... No, we're not turning this into stupid line dances.
Cultural dances from your heritage.
I am a performer, not a performee.
They are traditional cultural dances from your heritage.
Yes, they are. But you know what else is a traditional cultural dance from my heritage? We call it the Doom Vortex. May I show you?
Let's see. Yeah. Yes. Good. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Do you see the finesse I put into it? Takes a lot of work.
No, not at all.
It a lot was of work.
Thrilling.
Takes years
thrilling
of practice.
From beginning to end.
Years of practice to learn to do that. Yeah.
Yep. I can only imagine.
So we're dropping John off on Wednesday?
Okay, well, first of all, it is bold of you to assume there is an address. There is sort of an address, but not an actual useful one.
So
second of all, if you really want to find out where it is, I'm sure you can.
Okay.
In other words,
doesn't sound like a no.
Like, no, it actually is no. Don't
sound
do that.
Like a no. Does that sound like a no to you?
No.
Probably,
does that sound like no to you? No. N-O. Don't do it.
N-O-W? Now?
Okay, we'll drive him up to
At least it's not my fault. I'm not there.
it's Sunday too. I show up
tomorrow, and you're like, well, I know why John isn't back, and you come back, and I've actually been integrated into the camp.
Oh my gosh.
Jan's mom's like, this great new counselor came in. He's been great with the kids so far.
He knows who you are. She doesn't know what you look like, but she knows who you are.
But she doesn't know what I look like.
Probably won't take her long to figure it out when you say your name.
I think I'm that stupid. My name is Jordan.
Did you just say you're Maurice?
Yeah, his name's Maurice.
My name's Maurice. My name's
cult leader.
My name is Maurice Tittlebottoms, and I.
Oh my gosh.
Maurice, my name's Maurice. It's nice to meet you. I'm from the Baptist church out in Hinton, up north. And I was told I could be a counselor. I've contacted Sarah. It's nice to meet you. You must be Karen?
No.
Oh, yes, Karen Manuel. It's nice to meet you. Oh, yes. No, I had full discussions with Sarah online. It's fine.
Yes, you did have a full discussion with Sarah online, and she told you not to do
it. It was great. No, I'm actually volunteering. So I'm not actually getting paid. I'm just here as a volunteer for the next week.
Oh, I see.
I would be happy to work another 12 days straight.
I think I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to work.
Peyton, don't support this.
The only person who can truly get me in trouble is you, Sarah, if you decide to out me. So I just my faith in you. Let's see what happens.
No,
I don't even know. This is on my mind. I'm getting more people offering me rides. I don't even know who Sodex is.
No, I don't
know. More people in the chat are offering me rides. This is gonna happen.
Yes.
Oh my lord.
Oh, it's Rob.
Who's Rob?
No idea.
Oh.
Oh, hey Rob. I know who Rob is, and Rob would give me a ride. Ooh.
No, do not give him a ride.
That would be fucking amazing.
No. No, it would not.
I feel like it would.
Oh, you cannot indoctrinate them into a cult.
I wouldn't.
Well, we are busy indoctrinating them into a religion.
Just take over the cult. He has to pull Sean. That's really it.
Someone clip that! I need a clip of that! Someone clip it! You can't indoctrinate them into a cult! I'm trying to indoctrinate them into a religion, god damn it! Please, someone in the chat, give me a clip of that. I need that for my cell phone ringtone. I'm gonna put that on shorts. Jesus, that's so good.
It's the truth. That's the goal.
From one cult leader to another, I'm not going to let you come. I'm glad someone else is out there can live with my harebrained schemes. Thank you. So Dedex.
Sodex.
You know what? We're just gonna call you Dex 3. Thank you, Dex
3. Dadex 3.
Ooh, Dadex 3. Anyway, that being said. Oh. I like the Dad X 3.
I do too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's a great one.
Right.
No, definitely Dad X3.
So yep. I guess, so anyone who knows me, if they have my Facebook or anything, or message me on, you guys can, you know, these people can send me messages because I'm going to obviously need rides up to Sarah's camp tomorrow.
No.
I guess you're going to be working another 12 days straight, Greece. That's fine. But
now I'm afraid you're actually going to do it.
I will. I don't know, Sarah. Do you think I won't?
You're crazy enough to actually do it, and that frightens me.
God, you're the only one who doesn't push me far enough.
I don't think you'll actually do it.
No, but I would have if Sarah said that she thought I wouldn't. There's nothing better than true, but no. I'm still very much considering it because the actual reality is the only person who knows that I'm bullshitting is Sarah, and she wouldn't be there until Tuesday. So the fact
maybe even Wednesday.
Oh my god! And I know Karen's name because I know it's Jan's mom, so I can just treat her with authority and say, yeah, Sarah told me that you were the one in charge until she gets back.
I mean, she's and, not.
Well, I can just, you know me. I'll bullshit my way. And then I'm just there to
the
volunteer.
The person who's actually in charge will see through it. He's a really smart guy.
I doubt that.
I figured out that the board of the camp was on fire and destructing itself without ever talking to any of them.
Oh man. Anyway, we have hit term. It's been an hour.
No, time. It's been an hour and 17 minutes.
Technically, but yeah, okay.
You didn't start for 15 minutes.
We had fun. That being said, over here is Sarah Vike. Down here.
Are you sure you're pointing the right way?
I actually am. Can't you tell?
No, you're not. No. You're pointing the wrong way.
See, I'm backwards?
Looking at the stream.
Oh, it is down, backwards. Weird.
Down here is the Great Grease Goblin. And here is C4. And we are the villains of the Villains Talk Show.
Three of them.
Three of them. This was season 2, episode 1 of the new season. Thank you all for watching. I'm sorry you had nothing better to do. I'm glad you all spent it with us here. This was a good one. Sarah will not be with us on... Well, maybe she will be with us on Wednesday. Maybe?
No, I don't. I'll be back by then for sure.
Anyway, but she'll be back with us at the end of August. Until then, it'll still be... Yeah.
End of next week, I'll be back. For real.
Yeah, for sure, Dadix.
She'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Yes, if you want to join, just comment and talk to us, and we'll bring you on the show. Like, that's the whole point. We bring people on. That's the whole kicker of the entire show. That being said, like I said, I'm sorry you all have nothing better to do. I'm glad you spent it with us here. This was the Villains Talk Show.
Please don't make me work another 12 days.
What? Oh. You just volunteered for it, man.
You did kind of just volunteer.
Yeah, but...
You literally did.
The time and a half for an extra 12 days.
There we go. So, double time, right?
Oh, even better. Oh, you're right. You're right. After a certain point, it's triple time, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Go to hell.
Maybe you shouldn't have hired your friend. Ha ha ha!